Hey, what's up? Another episode of the Bad Podcast, and this one is called Don't Be an Imposter. B, what you thinking, brother?
Hey, man, we all experience some kind of self-doubt. We all experience some kind of negativity. This one is going to be legit, so I hope everybody stays tuned.
Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles.
What it do, what it be? We're back in the building. BAD, Bad Podcast in the building, man. Super excited to come to you again, connect with my brother, Brad, man. We are getting our little groove on this thing, man. I feel really good about it. What you think?
Yeah, it feels good to hit the groove because a lot of times it's so hard to connect with somebody, via social media, via on a computer or whatever you're on. And I think we are starting to hit that groove a little bit, and it's, you know, we're starting to build that camaraderie a little bit. So
yeah, man,
I think we're the sky's the limit now, baby.
For sure, man. So I have to hat tip myself because one of my most famous podcasts I produced, the two co-hosts, like, had never met, and I put them together, and like they actually were number one on Apple and all of that.
No
so
kidding.
It is possible to connect virtually, man, and I think we're heading in that direction. And absolutely. I also want to shout out everybody that told me about the Manala pickle. I had people at the meetup was like, "Hey, I'm from Goldsboro," you know. Shout out to Goldsboro people in the Manala area. People taking pictures of the pickle jars and shooting to me in the DM. I want to shout out to everybody doing that, man. We got another did you know. This time is Brad's turn, so you gotta watch to the end to catch that. That's gonna be really cool. But before we get to that, man, let's get to the topic, man. Brad, let's talk about it, man. Don't be an imposter. What are we talking about?
So the reason I wanted to talk about this, Dwayne, is because last week when I got off the podcast, I walked upstairs, I started talking to my wife. She said, "How'd it go?" And I said, "That was the worst podcast that I've ever done. And I don't know if I'll ever do another podcast." And she's like, "Well, why do you think that?" I don't know. I'm stuttering. I'm not talking clearly. I'm missing my points, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I got to start thinking to myself, because that's how I feel almost after every single one of my live workouts. When I get done, I'll walk upstairs, or I'll be asked by my sister or my brother, or my parents, "Hey, how'd it go?" And every single time I have a sense of I don't belong. You know, I have that sense of imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome is, I have it written down right here. It's a psychological occurrence in which an individual doubts their skills, talents, or accomplishments, which leads to internal fear of being exposed as a fraud.
Wow.
I think a lot of us, we are afraid of being exposed as a fraud. And how do we combat that? Let me ask you something, Dwayne.
Yeah.
You know, you've been in the podcast game for a long time. You're starting to dive deep into the E2M game now. Do you ever experience any imposter syndrome, doubt, fraud, anything like that?
So I'm different, man. My dad, my family, we are very proud people. Mm-hmm. And you know, what was instilled in me, man, was just, you know, wherever you are, you belong. And so I don't really suffer from that. You know, I speak from the other side of the table, man, where I feel like, you know, if I'm involved, then, you know, something good is going to come out of it. You know, one of my uncles, he's like, "You know, your last name Atkinson, A's first letter in the alphabet. That's Alpha." We, you know, like, it's like just, they just built that into me, man. And so, you know, you said it was the worst podcast. Man, I walked away like, man, this is getting a groove, man. I feel it. You know, it feels good. You know, it's just that different perspective. But
yeah,
it's rare, man. I will say with my new role, because it is new, you know, I don't fear like that I'm not like they're going to find out I'm not who I say I am, because I put in the work behind the scenes. It's new. So there's a little nervousness there that I can perform and execute the way that I, you know, presented it. But yeah, I don't really suffer from that much.
Yeah. Well, saying what you just said, Dwayne, you know, I think one of the ways that we do combat this imposter syndrome is being informed and, you know, making sure that we're staying informed. We're staying sharp with our information, mm-hmm. with how we present it. You know, I'm somebody that reads a lot. I'm somebody that watches a lot of podcasts. I'm somebody that watches a lot of growth content. I'm somebody that's always studying somebody or something. And right now, Eric Thomas is my guy. Like, I love me some E.T., the Hip Hop Preacher. Yeah, Andy Frisella is another guy. Tony Robbins is somebody else that I look up to. And, you know, when I'm reading books, right now I have the David Goggins books.
Oh yeah, the book, new one.
The new one, the Never Finished.
Yeah.
And I haven't started reading it, and it's driving me nuts. Every single day that I put that off, I put it on the side burner, is a day that I'm not really tapping in, right? Mm. And when I'm reading, man, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm clicking on all cylinders because I'm filling my mind, I'm filling my head with some sort of good content that I can mm-hmm. preach to our clients, and yep. I can preach to the world. And but when I'm not reading, I feel like I am like the biggest fraud on the entire planet. And you know, I got done with that podcast last week, and you know, again, my wife asked me, but then my sister texted me because I told her, I said I wanted to do a podcast a little early because I wanted to talk about my son. I wanted to mm-hmm. talk about Rush, and mm-hmm. and she texted me later, and she's like, you know, she asked me, she goes, hey, how'd it go? And I said, honestly, Carrie, I think I don't know if I'm cut out for this podcast world. Like, I'm not, I just wasn't feeling it. And she stopped me in my tracks and said, this is a feeling that I have every single day as a parent.
Mm.
This is something that I feel every single day as a teacher. And I think it applies to a lot of different realms of our life.
Yep.
Because, you know, we're always trying to live up to some sort of expectation, or we're sure. always trying to be somebody else. When in turn, I am the only Brad Barmore, the only Brad Barmore that I know of. I'm sure there might be another one out there,
sure.
but I'm the only me, you know, and we have to start silencing that inner negativity and stop trying to live up to external expectation and trying mm-hmm. and stop trying to be somebody that we're not, and just be us, man. Stay informed, stay on top of your game, and you know, appreciate where you're at.
So to kind of go in that vein of whatever, of trying to be someone else. Now, I did experience that growing up. And it's funny because my favorite number is 21, and it's in my email address. You know, it's, you know, I sign it. But here's the thing. I didn't wear 21, you know, and I picked 21 because a cousin I looked up to, that was his favorite number. So I wanted to be him. I identified with him, mm-hmm. you know, because at the time I thought, you know, I wasn't good enough. But, you know, because then shout out to my cousin. His name is Robert Earl Atkinson III. The man was a valedictorian, mm-hmm. summa cum laude, you know, lieutenant something, something in the Navy, you know, in uh-huh. high school, never made lower than a 98 on anything. Woo! He was that guy. Like, all the teachers, when I came to class, said, oh, you an actor. I was like, oh, no, I don't want to disappoint you.
Hold up.
Not the same.
Yeah.
That's my cousin, but mm-hmm. nah, not on that level. But I pretty much picked up a lot of stuff from him. I did a lot of things because of him, which, you know, to my benefit, you know, he helped me grow and all of that. But I use his identity. And I didn't know why 21 was his favorite number. And so I found out, like, years later, that 21 was his favorite number because he wore it in football, he wore it in basketball. Mm. But it was his favorite number because he was born on January 21st.
Ah.
And I'm changing everything to five. Like, yeah. You know, but it goes back to not feeling like you're good enough, and you have to identify with somebody else. You have to, mm-hmm. you know, and there is a place for that where you mimic good behavior, you yeah. know, because you talk about listening to E.T. and those guys. You know, we mimic their behavior when yeah. it comes to, you know, saying something powerful, when it comes to having passion, when it comes to being knowledgeable, man. And I want to go back to, you know, you talking about reading and how that mm-hmm. gives you that much more confidence. Yeah. I on a separate podcast, I interview a lot of pastors, and that's what they say, the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. If they're not reading, they feel stuck. Like even like their wives would say, hey, you need to read a book. Like you, you're not in your right place, man. So I think all of that ties together, man.
Beautiful. Yeah. You know, and Dwayne, so we're a fitness podcast, and we try to talk to a lot of our clients. Same thing that goes for reading for all these pastors that you're interviewing. You know, if you feel stuck in your fitness and you just don't know how to get unstuck, what you got to do is go back to the basics and get out there and just perform some kind of fitness move, some kind of physical activity. I was talking to a guy the other day because I've been down and out for over a week, Dwayne. I don't know if you knew that, but I've been down and out for over a week now. I had some kind of bug, man. I lost 20 pounds in 10 days, 20 pounds in 10 days. And I work extremely hard to get that 20 pounds.
Right. I remember.
You know, so, yeah, man, I've been grinding to get that 20 pounds. And so I lost almost all of that weight, and it's been almost demoralizing, but you know, I know that all I have to do is go back out there and do something, you know, just get that momentum going. You know, you think of a parked car. Jeff used this reference the other day. You think of a parked car or a car in neutral. You know, to get that car in motion, it's very extremely difficult. But once you get that car rolling, you create that momentum, and then you keep it moving. How are you going to slow that down? You're going to stop. And then if once you stop again, it's extremely hard to get it moving. But once you get that going in motion, you know, that's when you create that momentum, and that's how you defeat the imposter syndrome. One of the things that you touched on for a second was the accomplishments of your cousin or your uncle?
Cousin,
you know, these accomplishments of your cousin. And I think a lot of times we kind of downplay our own accomplishments. We have to start acknowledging our own accomplishments. I remember the minute that I crossed the finish line, I talked to my old man, and he's like, you know, in disbelief, because he didn't think I could do the Ironman in the first place. Shout out, Pop. I love you. I love you to death, Dad. But he didn't think I could do it. And when I got done, he's like, how was it? And I was like, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that hard. I was just on the road for 13 hours in the water for 13 hours. And I told my dad, well, it wasn't that hard. You downplay some of the accomplishments that you make in your life.
Right.
And you know, that feeds to that imposter syndrome. I just did something that over 99.99% of the world can't or won't do. And I told my dad, it wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
Downplay, man. That I'm in the won't. Into that imposter syndrome.
I'm in the won't percentage of that. Won't.
I think 99.99% of the world are in that won't.
No, man. That's so good, man, because you know, like you said, you have to acknowledge, you know, what you accomplished, man. And we do, you know, even the small victories, man, we have to, and we talked about that, the mile markers. If you missed that episode, go back and check the mile marker episode. Yeah. But you have to do that, and that helps build your confidence and where you can, you know, move away from that negative speak in your mind to say that you don't belong or you're not good enough.
Yeah, you have to be proud of the things that you accomplish in life. And right now I'm currently writing a book, Prep, Rep, Repeat, and it's a story about how I sort of use the Prep, Rep, Repeat mantra in my life and in my Ironman training to take my average life to an iron life. You know, I'm not living a life that an average Joe can't accomplish. I'm living a life right now that anybody can accomplish, but you know, you have these things in your mind that you aspire to live by. And a lot of people just keep them in their minds. They don't turn their dreams into reality because they don't turn their thoughts into action. Right. And when you can turn your thoughts into action, you know, you're going to water down that imposter syndrome, and then you're going to create that momentum that we were just talking about. And then you're going to extinguish completely that imposter syndrome, that doubt, feeling of fraud. So yeah, I mean, I'm writing a book right now, and by no means, Dwayne, am I an author. By no means am I an author. Like, I'm putting words on a piece of paper right now, and I'm going to have it spell checked. I'm going to have it revised, all of those things. But you know, I'm turning my dreams into a reality by taking the thoughts that I have in my mind, the vision that I have in my mind, and turning it into action.
Yeah, man. No, that's fire. I'm excited for you. On the book journey, you know, that was one of the things I wanted to implement with the team was more written media. So to hear you say that's awesome. Yeah. So right now in the comment section, man, put down how you feel, man. Are you feeling like you're suffering from imposter syndrome? Say, yeah, that's me, or no, that's not me. Put it in the comment section. We're going to read them, and we're going to give you some encouragement if that's the case. But put that in the comment section right now if that's you, man. We really want to interact with you guys and really connect with you, man. So, Brad, let's get ready to, I guess, kind of start turning the plane a little bit, man, and get ready to land it, man. Let's talk. Kind of finishing up, because you mentioned, you know, being informed, you know, how that helps, you know, develop and all of that. But let's talk about how we, you know, just being proud of who you are, man, and how important that is.
Yeah, a lot of that just stems from, you know, staying within, you know, finding something that you are passionate about, finding something that you can thrive in, and then just staying the course. You know, I'm Brad Barmore. Dwayne, you're Dwayne Atkinson. I'm not going to try to be you. You're not going to try to be me. You know, and to pivot off of what you just said about going into the comments, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching this on YouTube or wherever you can comment, I encourage you to be transparent, because that's one of the biggest steps to extinguishing all of the imposter syndrome, all of the fraud, all of the doubt that you have in your mind. Be extremely transparent, because a lot of times we lie to ourselves and then we start to believe those lies. We start to believe that drawn up image in our minds of I don't belong, I'm not worthy. Be transparent with where you're at. Be transparent with who you are. And I think that's one of the biggest contributions to eliminating imposter syndrome. I'm ready to do the did you know. I've been amped up about this all day. It's not gonna be as cool as yours, but I'm amped up.
I love it, man. So this is the segment of the show that we call
Do You Know?
That's right. Do you know? So Brad, give us a do you know fun fact.
Do you know? Well, first I'll start by saying this. My wife and I are adventure enthusiasts, and we are just trying to tap into that side of life. You know, our kids have to grow up a little bit before we can dive back into this world a little bit. But did you know, do you know that I have been on 5 out of the 7 continents? I've been on 5 of the 7 continents. I have not been to Africa, and I have not been to Antarctica yet. Wow. And I say yet, because that's on the bucket list. We're gonna go hang out with the penguins and put the feet on the ice and all that stuff. But 5 out of 7 continents. You know, we talked about my brother a couple weeks ago, and he's somebody that sort of opened up our eyes to that adventure side to us. And we've been to New Zealand, we've been to Australia, we've been to Indonesia. We've been to Paris, we've been to Germany, South America a handful of times, you know, obviously, you know, here in the North America, and just been all around North America. But yeah, man, that's one of the neat facts about me. Do you know? Wow. 5 out of 7 continents.
That is amazing, bro. Yeah. I've been to one.
Well, time to step it up. Maybe we'll go out of town together one time.
That goes back into that want to or don't want to.
There's a lot of beautiful things in this world. Hey. Honestly, Dwayne, when I was up until I was probably 25, I had zero desire, because I just didn't know. Sure. Like, you see these things in magazines and in textbooks, and you think, wow, that's like really pretty, or that's beautiful, or whatever. But to see the Great Wall of China with your own two eyes, I'm telling you what, there is nothing like it. When you walk in the side of a mouth of a volcano, and I'm going to save a story for another time, but the true beauty that's in this world is amazing. And you know, just to get out there and experience it, man, I'm telling you, there's nothing like it.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this. That's what 4K is for. Like, the images now, man, they're beautiful. Yeah, I can see that wall, you know, from the comfort of the home and that volcano mouth. Yeah.
Yep.
4K it gives you good. I'm just kidding, man. No, that's fire, man. I appreciate you sharing that with us, man. Hey, also, you guys, thank you guys for listening to the Bad Podcast. Make sure you leave us a review, 5-star review. Tell somebody about it, post about it, take a screenshot, tag us, continue to send messages. I thank all of you guys for listening and checking us out. We are super excited with the direction we're going with this podcast, and Also, send us anything, questions or suggestions or anything. We're open. We want to hear from you. We want to connect with you. And we want to do all the things, man. So, B, if you don't have anything else, we out of here.
Hey, silence all the negativity and your nightmares to live the dream, baby. See ya.
Yes, sir. Peace out.